ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is live. We are live in Tanaka Town, TNT Podcast, Turn Up, Tanaka, and we got special guests in the building. Keezy!
The one and only.
Keezy, yeah, baby, please say the baby, a.k.a. Keezy Cartel, a.k.a. I ain't say the government. Keezy, how you doing?
Okay. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm good. It's a pleasure.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that day she came to Sparkles Gwinnett and was like, "Hey, let me be on your podcast." And it was like, "We got you. Yeah. It's gonna be a little minute, but we got you."
I didn't think the minute was gonna be that long.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that be wanting to be on it, and it's just Drip was supposed to be here. We don't know what happened to Drip.
I heard. Remember we talked about it.
Yeah, but so Tanaka, what happened, bro? Why Drip ain't here?
Apparently he got a hair appointment.
A hair appointment. What are you doing?
Hair appointment. Please. So I'm trying to think. I was gonna say something and I just had a brain fart. I don't even know what I said. But Keezy, since got a question for you. How long you been skating? God damn, my voice cracking.
What made you start skating?
I started skating when I was like 12, but it's nothing that made me actually start skating. Like, live on the east side, Golden Glide, so that's my home rink. We just used to go for fun.
Right.
And then I used to just be like, I'm out here. I'm here every Saturday, so maybe I need to start skating.
Right.
So first pair of skates, Carreras. You know they don't make them no more. So
I know.
No.
We not hit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm unknown as fuck when it comes
to the Carreras.
Look, I don't know none. Them fuck.
People still trying to get them, but they.
Do you know why they stopped making them?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
They obsolete though.
Do you know when they stopped making them?
I don't know. Last time I seen somebody was on eBay trying to get them a pair. Literally. They obsolete, though.
Damn.
I wish I still had mine.
So damn. That's like take me to 100 type shit.
Or like Newmark. Newmark controllers type shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Basically, they got DJ controllers and turntables that they don't sell.
Yeah, you got to get them on eBay or Amazon. But what was I about to say? So you said Golden Glide's your home ring. How did you end up at All-American / Stone Mountain Skates?
Back way when that boy, I forgot his name, but they used to always play that song. Dun, 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 dun. Move it out the way. Them folks.
Ooh.
I forgot his name, but we started going to him. That's why we started going to we started coming to AA. Deep, like all of us used to come to AA.
That's crazy.
We used to start coming because of him. We finna go invade stuff. AA.
Yeah. So you were there when they started doing the parties and stuff like that. Yeah. You know it's crazy. We probably crossed paths not even knowing it on some shit. I was never a skater. I was a partier. So, like, when they said they stopped doing the teen club indicator, they were like, this is a new spot. I mean, there's a spot in AA. I mean, it's a skating rink, but they do parties and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go. And so they were telling us about J Real and Heartless CNT and all that. And I was like, I guess, sure. But it was cool. It was cool for, I don't know, what were you trying to do?
Yeah.
But,
now it's like, but back then it was like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
it was still sweet, really corny, but.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, definitely for sure.
Break down the setup. So you go into AA and like, what would you do?
Okay, so for me, because they would still be skating,
right.
We would go to the little practice area because that's where the dance floor or whatever. That's where the girls be dancing. They'd be over there. Gotcha. And then, like, the last hour, they would shut down the skate floor. Mm-hmm. And they would have it, as, like, a party.
So everybody come on the skate floor.
And it's a little party.
Gotcha.
The funny thing about it was, I don't know if I got, like, the the after of that, but like I remember at one point they had security walking around making sure the girls weren't dancing on us. Like I'm like, what was the point? Like, what's the point of us doing this now?
That's what it was.
Look, that shit. Yeah, that shit.
Keys, that was really
smart. I wasn't shaking ass. Yeah, you was. We just be out there having fun because we was already doing it at the Glide on Saturday.
Yeah, they had
for the lock-ins. Yeah. You know the line.
They had the phone parties. Yeah,
I wasn't.
You didn't do the phone?
I was older then.
Oh, okay.
So, when we was at the Glide, y'all know how the Glide set up outside. The line used to be at the post office.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, every Saturday.
See, I came to the Glide late, so, like, yeah, we used to go in that, and it
always used to be like that. Like, you go in there, you dance, you skate that last hour, everybody to the floor, and y'all on the floor dancing. We used to be in that. It used to be lit. Then afterwards, it used to be ghetto. And
one time, what's the chapel?
I just always hear from Vaughn, because Vaughn be like, bro, the Glide used to be so lit. And I was just like, damn.
Yep,
bro.
That's how I know him from the East Side.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, Keezy, let me ask you this, because this was a skating rink that really didn't last too long. But do you remember a skating rink? It was on Rockbridge. It was called, on the weekends, it would turn to a teen club. They called it Club Hollywood. Do you remember that? Mm-mm. Okay, that must have been some real East Side shit then. Because it was on Rockbridge. You know where that QT, well, I don't know. Do you ever be on that side? It's near Stevenson.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You ain't never
go there? Okay, damn. Okay, well, I guess
that's my mom in this real street.
Bruh. Oh, God. Like, no, you know what's crazy?
I'm surprised they used to let me go to the Glide.
Yeah.
That was crazy enough.
Yeah. So Keezy, I mean, I feel like we already know the answer to this, but if you were to pick your style of skating, what would your style be?
JB.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You
know, one time for the JB skaters.
JB.
I wish. I'm trying to learn. Because once I learn it, I'm not riding no more. I'm going to be at all the trip session.
That shit. I think Keezy's
last time I was the man on the street, tearing it up. Yeah. They gonna be like, "Damn, she is not riding."
Ooh, no,
that's want to do that.
That shit fire. That shit fire.
JB into the trap.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah, it goes.
One time, just she checking in. But I was about to say. What I always like to say, there are like some few people from the. Okay, let me backtrack a little bit. So, All-American, the teen joint, J-Real, when did you start going to Bell Out Monday?
I used to go when T-Smooth, R.I.P. my boy, was DJ.
Yeah.
And then I used to go when you was DJing for a long time.
Oh, no, for sure. So
I used to go to Bell Out Monday when the line used to be wrapped back this way, around the building this way, when the line used to be that way, not this way, when the line used to be by the dumpster.
Yeah, they used to be free-forming them lines, I ain't gonna lie.
So, okay. So they didn't direct it, like, all the way back there.
Yeah,
no. It just naturally
went back there by the dumpster. That's when they used to pull up, and you trying to park back there on the side. Mm-hmm. It was 7 o'clock on the dot, and it was packed.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be
folks crazy. Used to be waiting outside before the doors open.
It used to be crazy. Like it was a club.
So who was like the... So was T-Smooth, like, that was the first person that was DJing when you were there? Or do you remember, like... Who was, like, the first DJ that was there for, like, your Bell Out Monday?
I think it was Smooth.
Smooth? Yeah. Okay. Because when I was there... There's bits of people that I always like to say are, like, the, like... I would say, like, the founding fathers of, like, the ATL style in AA. And Keezy's one of them. There's Keezy, and then there was Keezy, and there was Taz.
Yeah.
And then there was another girl, but I cannot remember her name. There was, like, three people that I remember that was doing it when Bell Out Monday was a totally different monster. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, I remember I honestly really didn't know anything about the Atlanta style until... Folks started leaving, and then the Cascade folks started coming in. But yeah, so, I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, so yeah, so there was, like, a couple people that I call, like, the founding fathers of what Bell Out Monday is now. It's Keezy, Taz, and there was this other girl, and I can never remember her name, but I just always remember me and Tony always seeing her, and she would always be doing, like, she would always do the joint when she would.
Wow,
yeah, she would always do that, and I cannot remember her name. Save my life. But Yeah. So,
so you used to play rock music?
No. So what would happen was we would play like everything, like in the middle, and then like at the end we'd play trap music, or we play like the radio shit, and then they would like be riding to that. But that was before I even knew what riding or ATL style was.
Were you playing
jockeying
back then?
No.
Nah. The only people who used to play jockeying was like Avalanche, 2-1, Crunk.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, when we started playing jocking and all that, that's when everybody started, the Cascade folks started moving from wherever they was coming from on Monday to, so that's what I don't understand. So, I remember, like I said, it used to be hella Jersey folks, JB folks, and other motherfuckers that used to be in there. And then the Cascade folks started coming in. Keezy, do you know what was happening? Like, this was around, like, late 2020. Mm-hmm. What was... Like, what were folks doing at that time that, like, they were, like, coming from, I don't know, whatever the fuck they was doing on Monday?
Nothing.
But that's
nobody what... was doing nothing. I always was at AA on Monday, though.
Yeah, but...
I think everybody just got a hold to that. Like, what the hell y'all going? Y'all going skating? I think that was the year everybody just started.
Yeah.
Skating for real.
Yeah. Because I always remember that day that we had to finally switch it up. It was... I don't remember if it was that day, but I do remember I was playing, like, I don't know, house music and all that other shit. And it was James DeWan, I think this is Instagram. Yeah. Him, Bucci, and it was somebody else. And they were like, hey, you gonna play some ride music? And I was like, what the fuck is ride music? What the fuck is ride music? What the fuck is that? And I was like, no, get out of my face, whatever. And I kept playing what I was playing, and I'm looking at the crowd, and I'm like, These niggas ain't even here. Yeah, them niggas ain't even here no more. So, well, it's time to switch it up. And so I started doing my... Because what's crazy is, shout out to Taz, he would tell me about rhyme music, but that was way before.
Was when it was just like us.
Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't know anything about that. And I'm like, what is...
This is 21 or 20.
So, when Taz used to tell me about it, it was probably like 2018, 2019.
Yeah, that's when it was only a handful of us who used to ride, for real.
And I didn't know anything about that. And I remember I asked him one time, I was like, hey, what is ride music? And then he told me it was Jeezy. And I was like, that's it? Like, I just play Jeezy the whole time?
I don't call it riding music. I hate when people say that.
Oh, okay.
Because that's not the genre. You don't go look up a genre and look up riding music, do you? No, you look up, it's hip-hop. Rap,
top song,
trap,
top song.
You ain't going. You don't see no genre that say damn riding music, bro.
Yeah.
So Keith, how'd you learn how to ride?
Folks on the east side.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all know these people, but like,
hey, shout them out.
Like Dre, Keon, all them. Like, we are from the east side, so.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong. Is Dre the boxer?
The boxer, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I learned how to ride from a bunch of niggas.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, like, if it wasn't them, it was really kind of nobody else. It was like them, and then you had like Tony on about them, but it wasn't really like a lot. And then you had the females too, but it was only like a select few. Them was the only people that you would go to the session and catch them riding.
Right.
Now the whole rink doing it, but. I mess with it though because we thought we was the last of the dying breed, for real. Mm-hmm. We thought the us it went, Brian was gonna be over with.
Nah, y'all got a whole generation of folks looking at y'all like, I'm telling you, and it's funny, like, y'all be laughing at Gwinnett, but Gwinnett, like, they will come, like, you'll come to Gwinnett, I swear to God, you'll come to Gwinnett and they'll come to the DJ with, like, is that Keezy?
Yeah, they do be.
Is that Keezy?
I remember that time. I wasn't there, but I remember when KK was there, they was acting like that.
Oh, nigga. Like, when KK came, you would have thought Lil Baby was in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I swear to God. No, because he did a move.
I wasn't there that night, but I heard about it.
Yeah, like, he had did a move with the skate trainer. When he left, it was all of them, like, trying to do the exact same shit. Like, shout out to KK. He a real innovator.
Eastside.
Was he from Eastside?
Yes.
Yeah, I swear, I don't know, maybe that's just a bad perception of mine, but I just swear all y'all from the west side. I have no idea where anybody's from.
No disrespect to the west, but it's the east with their rhymes here.
Okay.
It was KK and Ash, right? They was duo at the at Jeanette.
That's another funny
story.
Oh
yeah, he was. Oh yeah. That's when I wasn't Ash there, came. But yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, Ash came as soon as the writers joint started. The writer competition started. Right. He came, won, and left. Like, Ash was like, I came to your shit and I took your prize. And then he left. That shit was so funny. It was, yeah, that was funny. But
I just said they were riding on the Gwinnett. You know what I'm saying? They had pulled Holmes' sweatshirt like you said and all that.
What?
I got the video. Yeah, I got the video too. That shit was hilarious.
Oh god. Really? That's funny. But
I gotta tell Keezy this though about how that. So they were like, there was one of them DJs and they were saying like, isn't it just crazy how these ATL riders are taking over?
Yeah, damn them for taking over Atlanta.
Like, this is they style and we and they say like, what? It's
crazy. They say that because, you know, they claimed it, like Atlanta, like the melting pot, because everybody do sleep every style in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Do, yeah. But they don't know how to do the Atlanta style.
You feel me?
When they somewhere at an event and they call out ATS style, they be the first ones on the floor. What y'all doing? It's so easy, huh? Until y'all look crazy, huh?
I'm not gonna lie. And we talked about this off air. There's only a select few people that like, that have transitioned from like JB and Jersey to ATL, and it actually looks like, okay, like this looks doable for them. So
right,
yeah.
But everybody thinks it's so easy. It's not.
Wild. Nah, yeah, they be looking goofy as hell.
Yeah,
but yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, I should be looking crazy. But Tanaka, man, how you doing, man? You living up?
Good, man. Yeah, you know, just working. 2024, back at it. Yeah, man. Nothing too crazy going on, man. Just been working, staying active. Finally made it to the cave, man. So, yeah. It's been a long time coming. And I apologize, Keezy. You know what I'm saying? We
It's alright, cause that Tuesday when you played it, I was just fine. I said, how he gonna play on a Tuesday? But I don't say.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so what happened?
So
what
I caught her off guard because the record is like, it's, you know, it's like you gotta really know if you know, you know.
The song is very much not a clean record. So when he DJed that Tuesday at the Cave, I heard the song. I'm like, how the hell is he playing this right now?
And what song are we talking
it's
about?
It's called Movie Night by Peso. By this dude named Peso.
Oh, okay.
I found out about Peso through Ty.
Uh-huh.
And so he didn't play it on Sunday. But you played it at Tuesday. I'm trying to figure out, like, what was the difference?
Well, see, so Drip was over there talking about, bro, we can't play too much of that young shit. Like, I was like, all right, bro, you play one, I'm play one. So then we played it, and then I was like, damn, I slipped one, dropped that Peso. You feel me? Cause I seen Keezy in the spot.
Everybody was gonna skip to that.
And then Drip got scared. He like, bro, I don't know. The owner been looking at the DJ booth, this, that, and the third. I was like, damn, all right, bro. So I ain't drop it.
He played it Saturday, though.
Oh, yeah. Had to. That
was necessary. And why y'all was climbing Drip? He played, I started bass clean. Is that what y'all was talking about? Like, I was like, what are y'all talking about? So I was like, he's gonna get you. I'm like, wait, what is
because it's an adult night. Why are you playing clean music?
That's true.
Like,
you only gotta do that, Cascade.
This is same Cascade.
So like Cascade.
Let's take full advantage of this. Like,
exactly. No, for real. Speaking of the devil.
Uh-oh, let's talk about it.
Oh,
had his hair appointment.
Oh,
no,
yeah, he getting his hair.
Whatever, bro.
He getting his hair done right now.
Right, Drip. Why you at? Drip. Why you at? Dope Nights playing fucking clean music, bro.
Right. Chop.
But yeah. But shout out to everybody in the merch. We still doing the giveaways and all that, so make sure you keep sending in your videos and pictures and all that shit, and we gonna put you in the giveaway. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I need to say before the question?
Tom, how are you doing, man?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's another day, another dog. Oh, shout out to Master Toby. We just did Sparkle Smyrna yesterday. That was... Geez, that's where we got to get you at. You trying to do that JB? We trying to get you... We got... We trying to get the JB.
Yeah, but I don't want to be in there when I'm over.
Anywho, shout out to Toby. We just did Sparkle Smyrna, and I'm trying to think. Anything else? Has anything else? Have we done anything else in between the episodes? I feel like
Trap Fever
was I'm trying to think. Did anything else happen with Trap Fever?
I don't know. That bit was lit. I don't know.
I know this shit was. Yeah, that shit was. Yeah, deep. Yeah, I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
That almost felt
like the first one.
Yeah, that shit was so. Definitely. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that happened in between? I don't think it is. So we're going to move on to the question of the day. What happened? Shout out to them boys down the road.
I don't even know, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say. Man-Man. I thought Man-Man was Joker. That's what I'm saying. Wait, Joker got locked up?
No, man.
Anyway. Yeah, we're going to move on. Question of the day. Tanaka, what we got?
So, Keys, do you feel like the ATL style gets the respect it deserves? Or do you still think it's underrated in the skate world?
So let's talk about it.
No, because everybody think they can do it. But they can't. They think it's so easy and so repetitive. But if you want to be really honest, I think every skate style is slick repetitive.
Right.
Especially like, not JB, because I mess with that. But I think every skate style is repetitive, like, just like, where you do all the pivots and stuff, that's very impressive. You're just turning and flopping in circles night. So I don't understand what's the hate towards. Maybe it's the music. I don't know.
It's. I feel like.
Or maybe it's because all y'all can't do it.
I mean, it's probably a little bit of both. It probably is the music.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know, trap music. You know, old heads want to, you kids and your music, and it's all about trapping and murder and drug dealing and all that shit. So they probably like, but like you said.
Yeah, this what we always say is that just how, because if I was to go up north to, like, New York, and I was to be like, could y'all play some ride music? I know they would look at me crazy.
Yeah, they
goofy as hell. Like, nigga, what?
What is riding?
But then when all the New Yorkers come down here and they talk about, oh, can we hear the house, that house, Jersey, and all that, we got to accommodate them. You feel me?
Right,
but then it's like, that's why I feel like it's so important to always play ride music, especially since we in Atlanta, bro. Like, how you not finna... That don't make sense.
I feel like that should be at every session. I don't care what kind of session it is. It should be in there a little bit.
One time for El Arena checking in.
One time for El Arena in the spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you definitely have a point. A lot of it is kind of repetitive, especially from someone that, like, I don't skate at all. So, like, it kind of all looks the same to me. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. When it comes to the Atlanta style, there's definitely a swag to it. Like,
right.
Like, when it comes to, I don't know, and that's just, this is me personally, when it comes to JB, I feel like there's not a lot of swag put into it, honestly.
No, it is. You got a swag.
I don't see, I'm not going to lie, me personally, there's like maybe a couple people that I see that's like, okay, this shit is a little saucy. But like everybody else is just kind of like, it's just, because they all do the same thing.
You got swag into it, you got sauce to it.
Because
somebody was trying to teach me, and I was like, yeah, I look crazy, but if I saw this bitch up, we in there.
So, Keezy, who are some JB skaters that you feel like they got the swag?
I don't know nobody's name. don't you ever
terrible
spot like that.
Terrible.
What? Well, my sister, Moot. Okay. For sure.
Oh,
Brittany.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. No. Hold on.
Oh, we're not going to get into that.
No, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no, hold on. No,
she's
for sure.
Jack of all trades.
I was going to say, Brittany does fucking everything.
She's not
Brittany
ride,
does everything.
Yeah.
Mook does every fucking thing. I don't know how the fuck she done got all the affinity stones for all the skate styles.
Man, they had Miss Skate forever.
Yeah, for her, sure.
Brandon, Bree, all they had.
Yeah.
All they had really be in their bag.
Yeah. Like, they got...
Like a family?
Yeah.
Them.
For sure.
A three-headed snake? Them. Them.
And where, them. Where they used to skate?
Mm-hmm. They used to be Bell Out Mondays.
They used to be Bell Out Mondays. They be at Sparkles and stuff now.
Yeah, Sparkles and...
Brandon don't even really skate like that no more, though. But he still got it. For sure.
Brandon, wait, I'm trying to think. Which one is Brandon?
Vegas. That's
Vegas. That's Vegas, Brittany, Vegas. Yeah. I don't think I ever met Vegas. You know another sleeper? What is that name? Tree. Does he still skate? Who? And his name, real tall dude. I think they call him Tree. He real tall. Real tall. He like kinda like
he used to ride.
I think so. Or he used to do the pivot joint too.
Yeah, he know how to do that too. Yeah. That's his name.
I think he was straight too. Yeah. I think he mix it up a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. I do think the ATL style gets slept on. I don't know why. I mean, we're in Atlanta. I would think that, you know,
the step and the riding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some respect on both of them.
Put some respect on the ATL style.
Do you got some top riders that you feel like, you know?
Oh, Drip, hold on. Oh, Drip's still on here, because we we had this fucking episode of this podcast that we were supposed to drop, and he never dropped it. Where we was talking about our favorite riders, male and female, and we just never got it. By the way, Keezy, you were number one, by the way. I just want to don't throw that out there.
That suck.
that's the ones you got to watch, the ones that say they suck. Or, yeah, you know, I'm all right. That's the ones you got to watch.
Nah,
watch.
He
hoes be out here running.
Sure.
But Keezy don't even have to. She can skate the one song in that joint.
And like, that's it. And that's all you need. Like I said, that's why they go to. That's why when she kind of go in that, they turn up. Is that Keezy? I am Kiera? Like, I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. They be saying the Instagram name. I be like, whoa.
No way.
They love you, Keezy.
Keezy, you a legend.
You really are. I mean, you can sleep it all day, all night.
Yeah,
but
I'll be chilling.
I'll be chilling. Anyway, y'all don't chill on the ATL style, bro. We in Atlanta. Stop fucking with it.
For real. There's some goated females and some goated niggas behind it, too.
We got to get the Keezy KK. I feel like it's been done before.
Yeah, I got a video on everything.
I haven't witnessed
it. I've never seen it before. Yeah. I've seen when you
skate too fast now. He's skating again.
Yeah, you talking about that 90 BPM. KK be skating to that
exactly,
fast.
Exactly, yeah.
That would be moving.
Yeah, I'm not going to skate with him now. He skate too fast, but, you know. We got a couple of videos.
Well, y'all gonna have to drop them because I ain't never seen that before.
That shit probably suck now because.
Oh, God.
It was a little minute ago.
Nah.
Whatever. Talking about something. You're right. Like, you started, like, I won't say started out hard because, well, hell, we weren't there when you first started, but.
You looked like everybody else did start, booty.
I mean, and that's great, right. But, like, granted, once again, when the ATL Renaissance happened, you were already fucking. you was already goddamn Keezy. Like, it was like, oh, it's Keezy. Keezy. Hey, man. And that's when it happened. Like, I tell you, late 2020, when everybody was like, oh,
that
yeah,
was
this
like
is it.
Right after COVID.
Yeah, right after COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was like, yep, you know, ATL ride. Da, da, da. Keezy was like at top, like looking down at him, like,
you is tripping.
These peasants.
Don't you ever do that. No, I never did.
These peasants. It's all good, Keezy. It's all good.
I ain't gonna lie, the young niggas that had popped off them before everybody started doing it, it was really Randy. Bucci, Brandon, Faux Trey, and then it was another Trey that used to skate. He don't skate no more. But them niggas really potted off for the young niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everybody was like, okay, whoop-bop.
Yes.
Whoop-de-bop, whoop-bop. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. And that's crazy. Just to reel it out, you said you knew Bucci, or one of your homeboys knew Bucci from like a past life. He played basketball at some shit, right?
Yeah, that nigga's a baller.
Yeah, he had a his dad had passed up a church, and they had the gym behind the church, so they used to play ball, and then I used to, you know what I'm saying, I would hoop over there. Mm-hmm. But so that's why I'm like, damn, like, Bucci was probably one of the ones that would run the fives, but, like, I ain't even know
who it was.
Yeah.
Who it was.
Because they used to have a whole bunch of folks they used to pull up, like, damn, what's his name? OG Parker, producer.
OG Parker.
Yeah.
He used to,
like, pull up.
I
drink
my
water. So.
Is that a
notification? Yeah, I got to drink my water.
What?
You gotta stay hydrated.
Yeah, you gotta stay hydrated.
I know, but
you pass out. No, I ain't pass out. Yeah, I gotta make sure you don't pass out. But, speaking of, it's crazy.
Shout out to Tiny Beauty.
Shout out to Ty.
Oh, snap.
Right.
The hardest ATL.
Okay. Spot, I tried to rob her on my Saturday. She said, yes, it's hard for me, girl. Bro, you know you know how to.
Ty always been like that. Why she do that for, man? Ty, you hard, bro. She like,
why exactly? Because she no, because she look up to Keezy, and Keezy be like, I'm chilling.
I be chilling, brother. I told you, it's people chilling. Five. It's five people
chilling.
Out here, man.
I be chilling.
It's five people out here.
Look. Look, I'ma just say this. There's a top five and then there's a one. So, I mean, that's great. You can be top five, but there's only one. I'm just saying. You know, you remember who my number one was for the females. Yeah. And you know who my number one for the male was. Yeah. And I said it wasn't close for either one of them.
Who's your number one male?
Because they able to do like effortless.
Oh, KK. That was my number one.
Yeah, I mean, when he first started, everybody was like, I hate the way he ride. I was like, that nigga gonna be fine. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
Damn, that's crazy. They used to hate on
him. Yeah, that's when he used to wear the Georgia skates and shit. Oh, God. He used to skate the K. It's like, I hate how that nigga bounce. I was like, he's different. Watch how fine this nigga finna be.
That's crazy to think that they was hating.
I'm talking about everybody's like, no, that nigga not finna be. Watch.
That's crazy.
Him, it used to be him and Keon. They used to skate together. I said, them boys finna be fire. Keon don't skate no more, but he's still hard.
Dang. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And that's crazy. And I just thought it was dope that he was different. Like, and you could tell.
Yeah,
like,
I always thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was different. So, like, that's why I was like, okay, I can fuck with KK. And then KK be moving. His energy is, like, untouchable.
That shit too bad. It's too bad. Sit down. Take a breath.
I think you
drink some highway. It's too much.
Oh, dude.
You
need to be tired.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But Keezy was crazy about it when we had this conversation off air. But that you really don't really fuck with hip hop like that. You really an R&B head.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I love it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
She told me that. She's like, I really don't fuck with hip hop.
Right,
I fuck with R&B.
Like, what's your top five? A hip hop artist in the top five you don't like. I said I really don't have a don't like because I really don't listen. If I listen to it, it's gonna be the people that I like.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: who's your top five for R&B?
I don't have top five
for R&B.
Yeah, because it gets crazy. I don't have a top five.
Let's get crazy. Let's.
You know what I'm saying? Like the music in general, like it's crazy. Like how can you have a top five for R&B?
She said that bag get deep out. So
how can you just have a top five?
Okay. Well, how about this? When you think of
top
R&B,
five?
Okay. Well, how about this? R&B. The first people that pop in your head that you fuck with.
Tank.
Tank. Okay. Tank. There you go.
Cause he get crazy, like it's hard, like Janae Aiko.
That's okay.
Summer Walker.
Summer Walker.
She's very much R&B.
Okay.
So
cool. So that's three. Okay. No, go ahead.
Too much. Look at my phone. Because it's just so much.
It's so much. I remember in a past episode we did like our Mount Rushmore for R&B.
But I forgot who I put.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I definitely forgot who I put. But yeah. Tank.
Hold on, Key. We got to ask, who's clothing brand? EA Business. put us down, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know whose brand this is. Okay. I just know it's, I think it's like EAB or something. I don't know. Okay. I just know Ash. Shout out to my cousin. He just wearing DJ Ash. He be wearing it, and his folks be wearing it. So I was like, yeah, put me down, because it's EAB in this.
That's on hard.
We're from the east side. Like, what?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Well, I guess that wraps up the question of the day. I mean, we kind of went off the rails, but let's move on to the next. What we got next? We got
bars.
Hey. Yes, the bars. Oh, okay. Yes, so. Bars, ladies and gentlemen, for the folks that do not know what Guess the Bars is.
Guess the Bars.
Jordan on the check-in, man.
One time for Jordan on the check-in. So for Guess the Bars, we're gonna give us some bars. We're gonna pass around. And for what we do is we read out the bars to you lovely people, and we try to see if we can figure out who it is and rate the bars from 5 to 1, which is fire, ferocious, frat, frisbee, fecal. And we'll do 3 and 3 and 3.
Equal is crazy, y'all.
I mean, if you feel like it's trash, it's trash. That's how you do it. Guess the bars. Keezy, we're going to let you go first. You pick out the lovely hat and just read it out to the people. And
you a fucker. I'm sorry. That's what? It's... It's a, we on the quest with the tribe. It's way too late. Pick a side. Jack, make them boys come alive. Better not fuck up the vibe. Running this shit with a stride, nigga. They didn't say nigga, but if I was in the booth, I would have said nigga.
You gotta add a little flag to it.
Yeah, you gotta add a little flag to it. I ain't mad at it. So who is that?
I don't damn know.
Oh yeah, who?
You ain't got no guesses. You
ain't no guesses.
No.
Okay.
I was trying to read it in like a way, but I didn't even know where we was going with it. We on the quest.
We on the quest is great.
Is there any lines that stick out to you that you rock with, or is it just?
Nah, it's cool. It actually goes all together. We on the quest with the tribe. It's way too late. You can pick a side. Jack, make them boys come alive. Yeah. Better not fuck up the vibe. Well, this shit would describe for sure.
Crazy, man.
What rating we should give it?
I'm going to say flat because I don't know who it is.
I feel you.
Oh, so since you don't know who it is, yeah, you just got to give it
watch,
flat.
It'd be something I know and be like, I just didn't know who it is.
I mean, hey, you got to get a roses even if it's, you know, you may not know who it is.
Who the hell is it?
So... Travis Scott, Gang Gang.
Yeah, really listening to him like that.
You know, it's Travis Scott. Okay, well, Gang Gang. So I'm assuming you've never heard the song before.
What is it called?
It's called Gang Gang.
Oh nah, I ain't never heard it.
Yeah. Oh, that was off the compilation.
I think the Jack Boys. Yeah, I think it's off the Jack Boys. Okay. Yeah, it did say Jack Boys. So I'll go next. You said you sent it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got. I'm posting with my niggas, letting the champagne flow. A nigga was depressed, now my mind back home. A product off the roaches in them ashtrays.
I ain't had the love on a bad day. I served a... All right.
Baptized inside purple activists. So, I knew a certain base was going to come up eventually.
That motherfucker over 5, nigga.
I knew a certain base was going to come up. I knew it was. But, okay, let's see.
That bass ain't flat. That beat not flat.
Yeah, if we're getting up the beat,
Metro Boomin is sick for producing. My tweet had blew up. I tweeted a long time ago on Twitter. It was like, whoever produced I Serve the Bass is crazy. And my tweet blew up because Metro Boomin retweeted, but I didn't know who.
Oh, you didn't know Metro Boomin?
No, I didn't know he produced that bitch.
Oh.
That bitch, shit.
So when's the first time you heard I Serve the Bass?
Long ass time ago. Long, because I love Future. He's definitely was in my top five.
Yeah, I love Future. What you call it? Dirty Sprite 2 was definitely a moment.
Yeah, that's
for
the
sure.
One with that Percocet, sure. That stripper joint.
Thought it was a drop. Definitely set the fucking yeah.
Stick top artist on that album. That's a hell of an album.
Wake up, nigga! Time to make motherfucking hits, nigga. Damn, the fucking my. All right, let's see. Yeah.
Now I'm back fucking my.
I'm over it.
Alright, blue Bentley with the blue rims, customized with the gold, chrome grill, platinum chain with the blue gems, blue fitted with the blue Timbs.
Ooh, that sounds so
blue
good.
Stars, click the claim, blue ice all in my chain, blue pennies coming off the dame, blue cards like a poker game.
He better be a crib.
I
feel like
I done heard that before. I just can't quit no. Yeah, I don't know who this is. I ain't gonna care. It's talking about Blue Star.
I was thinking about Pretty Ricky Allen. I knew you was gonna say it. I just.
But, I guess it's, I get it flat. It's straight. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
I feel like I know who that is.
Yes.
I just can't.
See, look at this. She talking about she don't like rap, but she knowing all these damn songs. Look at right.
What you mean? I started the bass. That was a given.
Okay, but you talking about
something. I didn't know this BS.
Right. You bad. You picked it. You probably would have known that one.
Nah,
let's see. What's up, man? So, you was right. That was pretty Ricky. That was spectacular. That was off of Gorilla.
For real? I knew I wasn't tripping. I knew it was
But she talking about she don't know no hip-hop songs. Right?
Man, nigga, that is... Pretty Ricky is a R&B group.
Now, only one of them sings.
Baby, grab me.
Okay, but sing the verse, though.
Wait, hold on.
Exactly.
I was finna start singing. Good love. I was finna start singing Tory exactly. Lanez. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Love it.
Exactly.
Man.
But listen to the verses. They're all rapping.
That is true. But they're considered pretty rigging the Mavericks. Yeah, you right.
I'm just saying, babe. Well, we should ask this. Do you have a favorite rapper out of Pretty Ricky?
No. I did.
She was in that era. She might have been all spectacular.
I used to like Slick'em. Florida.
Oh, they're crazy motherfucker.
His verses were spot on. I like Slick'em.
Crazy motherfucker. Well, yeah, so what's your favorite part on... Well, when's the first time you heard Gorilla?
When I heard the album, I ain't like the song.
How would you about to say that? Care. I think I've only listened to it when I heard the album.
Yeah, I ain't like the song, though.
Was it because it wasn't, like, in their, like, realm? Like, they always known for, like, Grind On Me, Juicy, you know, Love Like Honey, all that sex shit. Like, was it because it was different? Like, they weren't talking about, like, per se, like, women?
I don't know. I just wouldn't rock with it. That's not something I would...
2 seconds, because I don't know. What that song sound like?
It's like,
but I know I heard it because when I just heard you sing, I was like, "That sounds so."
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. I don't know. It
wasn't for me, bro.
I'm just saying that was on some hype shit, bro. And I just like,
I mean, you gotta change it up.
No, I feel you, but I'm saying like the hype shit that I like from Pretty Ricky would probably be like,
I didn't know they had any of
Push It, Baby.
I don't even know that song.
Are you
familiar with that song?
Hey, I used to listen to the song in New York. That's exactly. Probably why I knew what it was. Exactly. I used to like that song.
Exactly.
Okay, now what you said, Push It, what?
I don't know.
I want to see you push it.
That song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. What album was that on? Do you remember?
Late Night.
Oh, the Late Night
special. Go ahead, Keys. Go ahead. Let them know what's that on.
I ain't never heard that one. I missed that one.
Never heard that one?
Yeah, that was a single, though. That's why I'm surprised you didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, only thing I know is On the Hotline.
Yeah, they had a video. I mean, the three singles was On the Hotline, Love Like Honey, and Push It, Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never heard that one.
You ain't never heard of Push It, Baby?
Nah, I ain't never heard that one.
That was a good little song.
All right, Keys, round two. Sam. Let's see what we got. She's like, come on, Future.
Hold on. It popped out. Damn, that would have been a good one.
Right. Why should get some Jade Kids or something?
They say, pulling strings in Balenciaga, still had to leave and nobody followed. Life is tough, bitch, suck it up. Oh yeah, don't forget to swallow. Getting top from the top models, drinking champagne out the bottle.
I feel like I know.
Why do they say drinking champagne out the bottle?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this.
Getting top from top models. Don't know, but I kind of like those bars. Word. I ferocious. I kind of like those bars.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this before, but I can't find it, you motherfucker. Where the fuck you at?
Is you trying to find it?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Drinking champagne out the bottle. Life is tough, bitch. Suck it up. Oh, yeah, don't forget to swallow. Getting top from the top model. Drinking champagne out the bottle.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Whoa, beautiful. What's up, bro?
Shout out to Keezy giving Blueface the stamp.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, Keezy giving Blueface the stamp. That was off of a song called Obama. So what's your favorite part of Obama, Keezy?
Never heard of it. Maybe these lines. And I bet you if I hear him say it, I'm not going to
be like, Blueface, baby. Okay. All right, let's see what we got. I need a golden glove because I just got...
What?
Just caught the plate. Yeah, I need a golden... Oh, I need a golden glove because I just caught the plate. I'll put your eyes where your mouth at. Now watch what you say. I got the dope boy Nikes on like Dr. J. Broke hoes, three words.
Out my face. Rich Homie Quan.
I'm trying to, okay, well, you go ahead and steal the point, Keezy. What is this? I don't.
I don't care what you're saying. I don't know what get money.
Better watch what you're saying. Okay, well, that's... let's see.
This nigga Turnip got all the good shit. We getting the bullshit.
You pulled it? Shit.
But y'all, you face. Everyone you say, I know.
I mean, it was all right. It was... Yeah, that's another flat. It's cool. That's all right.
This song
hard. Better Watch What You... Was that the same album as... the same project as Differences?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't judge. You can't judge. Yeah.
Difference. Now, that's funny. I remember hearing Differences. And I was like, bro, this nigga sound like Future. I was like, he sound like a baby Future. Like, he sound like Future, like, sucking on helium. That shit's crazy. All
right.
Come on. Back in the day, niggas was saying Rich Homie Quan was sounding like Future. Come on. All right.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess.
That's crazy.
Little bitty ninja with this big ass weapon, flying in the spaceship like my last name was Jetson. And I paid cash for that bitch, so that ain't a question. You know I'm with this shit, been like this since an adolescent.
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know this one. I ain't gonna count.
What it is, Hannah?
You gotta rate it first.
I get a flat for us. So
it's all right,
man. You know what I'm saying? Think about it.
Read it out for the people one more time before I can find this shit.
A little bitty ninja with this big ass weapon flying in the spaceship like my last name was Jetson. I pay cash for that bitch. It ain't a question. You know I'm with the shit. Been like this since the adolescence.
Oh, this is, this is Key Glock. You listen to Key Glock? That was off of Flexing. You ever heard that song?
I don't think I know that one.
I rock
with Key Glock.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about Key Glock. Only thing I know is Glaucoma. That's like his best album. And then after that, I don't know. He just kind of fell. All right, last time to pull some bullshit, Keezy.
Know that's what it's going to be.
Why should get some LOX?
You got to pull that Digital Underground.
Oh, hell no. I don't know what this is.
I love it already.
I just made 100 plays at the Krusty Krab.
What the fuck? I love
what
it.
What shit is this?
Watch this be like, I started basing remixes.
Nah. Remix is crazy. I know a bitch stank so bad she take a musty bath. I thought her booty came fake. I had to touch the ass. Hit her in the right spot. Got her buzzing fast. Tell the rap game I'm on my way and I'm coming fast. They ain't let me in the door. I had to bust the glass. She been a freak since high school. She let me fuck in class. It's nutty as hell.
Wait, did he really say I've made 100 plays?
I just made 100 plays at the Krusty Krab. SpongeBob new shit.
Oh my god, I can't wait for that message.
Like, you feel me, Reggie? Oh no, like what the hell? Who's behind this?
Alright, so go ahead and give it that fire.
Fecal matter. Please. Did you make this up? This turn up, y'all. Turn up wrote this.
I wrote this. I went in.
You can't even find it.
I can't even find it. I don't know.
Turn up wrote
this. Drip song. Yeah, this gotta be. Drip, you wrote this? There is some drip. There's some drip. I swear to God, I ain't got nothing to do with that one. I made 100 plays on the Krusty Krab as well. I don't even remember writing this.
Bitch stink so bad she take a musty bath.
I just made 100 plays on
the Krusty Krab. I thought her booty came.
Bro, the Krusty Krab part took me out, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know who the fuck.
Hit her in the right spot, got her listen fast. Set a rap game, I'm on my way and I'm coming fast. They ain't let me in the door, I had to bust the glass. She been a freak since high school, she let me fuck.
I just made 100 plays on the Krusty Krab, took me out. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, who is that?
I can't wait to find out.
Watch still.
Yeah, please look it up because I cannot find you. I just found it. Oh my god.
Who is it? Who is it, bro?
Okay, so it's some nigga. Okay. Have you heard of what's that nigga name? YNJ? He's the nigga, ain't he the nigga who let the motherfucking perks in the how you leave the motherfucking perks in the. It's a song called Coochie Scout.
Oh, that nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense because he said, hit her in the head. Hit her in the spot, got her busting fast.
All right, Keezy, you're going to have to help me out with this one. I'm pretty sure you probably know this last one. Let's see. Where they got Lil Faith, they don't care about shit. Ludacris, how they ride I-20 with them bricks. Shit I spill for y'all on the real, my nigga. Shit I spill for y'all. Who gives a fuck about friends? If you mix baking soda with it, you can get a Benz. Why you probably boosting? I'm standing over the stove like chefs in Houston. This is Jeezy, isn't it?
Is it?
What
song is that?
I feel like. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah. What they got a little fitting? Ludacris. Okay, I'm getting the cadence. Ludacris, I'm getting 20 with them bricks. Should I spit it for y'all? On my real, my nigga, should I spit it for y'all? Who gives a fuck about what is this? This is Mr. Making Bacon Soda. Yeah. I'm trying to. Is this my hood? No. It's not my hood. Yeah. This is definitely 101. This is off Thug Motivation 101, definitely. Standing over stove like chef in Houston. Why y'all robbing and boosting? I can hear the song. I just can't. Why y'all robbing and boosting? I'm standing on the stove with the chef. Keezy, you gotta help me out. You know this.
No, I don't.
Shit, you probably hop on the floor every time this song comes on. I'm trying to think. Ludacris. Them bricks. I'm really finna run down the track list to one patient 101. Air Forces.
Air Forces, yep.
Air Forces. Yeah, Air Forces. Okay. Air Forces.
I don't really listen to this song.
Oh, you don't like Air Forces?
It's not that I don't like it, but that's why I ain't know it.
Oh.
I don't listen to it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Air Forces was cool. It was, let me see. It's another flat. This is just, it's just more trap talk. Just... Yeah, this is more trap talk. This is more the same.
Bro, I hope he gets some.
Alright.
gobble me, swallow me.
That's definitely Megan Thee Stallion. You could have pulled that one. You should have pulled that one.
Quick jump out before you let it get inside of me. I tell him where to put it. Never
tell that's definitely.
I'm about to be. I run down on him before I have a ninja running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip, ask for a car before you ride that dick.
Yeah.
You really ain't never got a fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came.
Yeah. Make him a stallion on WAP.
I ain't gonna lie, she went crazy with her verse. I mean,
I feel like the flow. Crazy, you
know, but Megan got a stupid flow. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, I get flat rushes.
Yeah. When was the first time you heard WAP?
Probably when it came out. Like everybody, you know, they kind of everybody that was a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was just, oh my god, Cardi and you know, Megan went crazy.
Right. So.
And that's what it was. That's what everybody requesting. That's what they, you know.
Bro, what? Talk about a song that, like, fuck, I hate it. Like, WAP, like, was one of them ones that everybody kept requesting. And it was just like, okay. Any other song besides this one. Like, this shit is.
Not this shit is.
It just got too much. Like, it was just like, it was too much. But, yeah, that was guest. That was Guess the Bars. Cause he funny as hell. Talking about you don't know no rap songs. But she named all of ours. Like,
yeah, I ain't y'all that was the bullshit.
You the one got Christian. You don't wanna pull, you don't wanna pull Coochie Scout and shit.
Blueface, yeah.
She gave that man the stamp.
I want
to Blueface.
That bit was hard though. How he read it is gonna be hard.
That shit is crazy. Steve and Keezy giving Blueface the stamp. That shit's crazy. But
that is
crazy. So what we got next? Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
Hall of Fame. Alright. So, for the Hall of Fame, I'm trying to remember, what did we pick for the Hall of Fame? Oh, okay, so shout out to Sydney, was our last guest. We had, it was Lil Yachty versus Project X versus Dave's Ride Video, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave's Ride Video, Gorillazo. Yeah. And of course, like I said, Tanaka knows his crowd. So that's why he picks Atlanta shit. He always gonna pick Atlanta shit, and he always gonna pick Ride shit. And of course, everybody knows one. Dave's video with Gorillazo one. Bravo, of course, because yeah, I didn't expect. Shut the fuck up, you nigga. You know your crowd, and it's cool. I appreciate that. You know, you gotta know your crowd. So Tanaka, you go ahead.
That's a big deal, though, man.
No, that is a big deal.
None of the artists, like, I feel like to collab, like. I don't know. Has anybody collabed with a Ride video before? Like,
I mean, have you seen? I mean, I don't know. Do you know? I mean,
I've never seen. Yeah. I mean, Huncho posted my video before, but he wasn't no collab.
Oh, yeah.
And I see when people tag certain people, they are reposted. Mm-hmm. Peso fucking commented on my shit when I dropped his song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I ain't never seen nobody like collab.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And had it be on their page.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's, you know, big deal. And then, you know, the Rise love Gorillazo.
Right. Right.
They love them some Gorillazo.
Lottie Dottie is so hard. Yeah, Lottie Dottie is pretty hard.
Just roll.
Oh God!
like that's like my favorite part of that.
Get low.
that's
shit.
I fucking love that. But anyway, so yeah, Hall of Fame. So Tanaka, Mr. Winner, who we got going first? Oh,
you gotta give
Keezy
the rules, you know.
All right, like, so
what's going on?
So Keezy, so what we do is for the Hall of Fame, for the people that are just their first time watching, the Hall of Fame is you can pick a person, a thing, a whatever you want to get nominated for the TNT Podcast Hall of Fame. We're going to put it on the Instagram page. Y'all vote. And it could literally be anything from goddamn, I don't know, fucking, what would you, he picked Quick Trip one time. And, yeah, Quick Trip. let's run down some folks that's in the Hall of Fame. So we got Quick Trip. We got goddamn Superhead. Fucking, fucking Nuck If You Buck was another one. Rich Homie Quan's 10th Fade. It's just random shit that you think should be inducted into the TNT Podcast Hall of Fame. Anything you want it to be. If you want to induct yourself, you can. One time for Nene checking in.
One time for Reggie.
Oh, shout out to Reggie.
Reggie been in it, bitch.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he been in here.
That's funny. Okay, so Mr. Winner, who's going first?
Who's going first?
Yeah.
I'll let you go first.
I'll go first? Okay. All right. So, Keys will give you a little second to think about that. Or if you don't want to, you don't have to. This is up to you. You can think something. But I'm trying to think. You know what, Tanaka? Just because we just watched it. My nominee for TNT Podcast Hall of Fame is the Rich Homie Quan freestyle on Tim Westwood.
0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0
Honestly, I fucking love you. If I ruined the world, I'll fuck 100 bitches. Oh my god. Oh, suck it, baby. Backseat of that Porsche. Holy, bro. Oh my god. Tanaka, bro. So what's your favorite? 0000.
That's crap. Hero.
Stupid. I'm not gonna lie. That's probably the most entertainment I ever got out of freestyle ever.
Nah,
bro.
I'm not
gonna that lie. That shit was hilarious, bro. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Oh my god, bro. Okay, so it was brought back to my memory because after traffic, me and Tanaka and Jerk were just hanging out, and we was just politicking about, I don't know, random shit. And I don't know if we got on topic about Rich Homie Quan, but I was just, every time I think of Rich Homie Quan, there's a couple things I think about. And Tim Westwood freestyle is like top, it's like top three. So, Keezy, when's the first time you seen that freestyle?
I seen it on, I got video on my phone because I seen it. Let me tell you why, because you say, when they ask how many hoes you got, 0000. Literally, like,
oh my god. But yeah, I guess it's really, look, all I'm gonna say is, if you've never seen this freestyle and you just need a laugh for the day, you have a bad day, go on YouTube and look up Rich Homie Quan Tim Westwood freestyle.
Yeah.
That shit will brighten your day up immediately. That shit is hilarious. That's my nominee. Tanaka.
What we that got? Was funny.
That was funny.
0000.
Oh.
If I had you, girl.
Damn,
bro. That nigga said, I'm gonna shoot up the cool. I ain't gonna hit no kids though, but if I do, I'm gonna feel sorry for them.
That
shit is great. I fucking love that. I'm watching shit now. Where my phone at?
It's playing song up, bro. Oh my god. I gotta think. What's your number?
Hero. Hate y'all forever if this shit don't win. But go ahead, Tanaka. What we got? Oh my god.
I'd nominate these. I'm gonna nominate these sweatpants by Sons of Sorrow.
Shout out to Swervo, Sons of Sorrow.
Cause I ain't gonna cap.
Yeah.
These is like the most comfortable sweatpants I've had, bro. And I'm like, damn, I might need to cop me another pair, cause I don't know what it is about these joints, but they just hella comfortable. So Yeah, shout out to Swervo.
Sean Swervo.
Sons of Sorrow. You know what I'm saying? Follow this boy.
Follow that boy.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you got a couple pairs of his stuff?
Nah, I'm just cool with him. Oh, I'm waiting on it. He's supposed to have a drop coming soon. That's why I stay following
him. Oh, okay. Well,
I drop missed soon. The drops.
You missed the drops.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Nah, he's a real one, man. You know what I'm saying? Pulled up on him over there at Camilton.
That's the one you said you... Oh, that's the one that you had pulled up on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, he was on my side of town.
Oh, he be, you know, he love being in the hood. I see. Shout out to, I'm surprised he ain't say hungry as fuck. That's what I'm sure he's gonna say. That man, love him some hungry as fuck.
I should have nominated, yeah, I'm gonna say that nomination.
Stupid.
But all right, but yeah.
So that's crazy as you said that, because that's the person that put me down. She don't know it, but yeah.
Put me down with what?
Hungry as fuck.
How I do that?
She had posted them. You had posted them. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, that should look good. Let me see what him for.
Face.
Go that.
Oh, beautiful. All right, Keezy. So, like I said, it could be a movie. It could be a movie character. It could be a goddamn. It could be a. Whatever this is, I don't know. I can't read. I'm
back
sorry.
End shot, Lil J.
There you go. It could be that. Like,
tonight we got some back ends too.
Yeah, got some.
Tonight,
got
everything.
Yeah,
tonight
got
everything.
Had to get a back end. I think I seen who won the back end. I want to say it was KK.
I
love it.
I don't know. I'm gonna say, I don't know, I've been on this lately. That Mulatto Freestyle, when she was there, when she had Straight Backs, she was at Power, I think it was Power 106.1.
Power 106.
I think that bitch said, this is a skeleton AP, but I'm thick as fuck. That hoe was snapping, like, I don't.
She was snapping.
I just got that one saved because, like, why not? That boy said, you wrote.
But she said, not acting like he know the words.
I just follow the flow.
Oh, cool. We're talking shit.
She knows to play this shit tonight. That be hard, though. Right. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Mulatto be snapping. Mulatto be snapping for sure. So, all right. So, we're going to go with the Mulatto Freestyle for Power 106, Rich Homie Quan, Tim Westwood, and SOS.
Yeah, Sons of Sorrows.
Sons of Sorrows. We're going to put it on Instagram, and we're going to let y'all vote. See what the next nominee, next inductee into the Hall of Fame TNT podcast. Our next one is, what we got? Turn up song of the day? Why are you smiling so hard? What the fuck are you
looking? Because Karina funny, bro.
What song? They forgot my song. They didn't play Living Room Flow on Saturday.
Oh, my God. No, let's talk about this.
She's talking about something. I told them to play it, but they said you wasn't there.
Wait, what?
They said I wasn't in there. When she said it, I wasn't in there.
Oh.
I said, but I walked in and they still didn't play it.
Oh. So wait, we played it, but you just weren't there?
No, she asked y'all to play it for me. Oh. But y'all was saying she not even here.
Oh, yeah. Cause
but
we
when I walked in, I was there, and y'all
by that point,
slow set, though.
Oh, by the, I ain't gonna lie. By that point, we done forgot about whatever.
Because we got lit, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say. By that point, my mind is off of everything that done already happened. I'm on to...
I ain't know about this Living Room Flow request. So like,
you did?
Yeah, I
ain't know about it.
Yeah. Karina said, y'all said, he's not even here.
There go Karina, title telling.
Because I told her to go, I said, go tell him, because she came outside, and then I made her come over here and take a couple of shots.
Turn up said, she probably said that to you.
They said, you're not even in here. You wasn't even in here. I said, I wasn't, but I walked that bit and went straight up there and was lit with them.
Nah, because what's crazy is...
They will request a song.
They will request a song. Hey, Tanaka, you can back me up.
And don't be there.
And y'all don't come. We be like, bro, what's the point of requesting a song?
Who told y'all about tonight, though? Who told y'all about it? Because y'all played it. I was cool, because...
What about Living Room Flow?
Nah, that's what I'm talking about tonight.
Keezy, and it's funny, I'll never forget this. You sat me down one time and was like, turn up, can you please switch it up? And all these songs are starting to get old. But yet, you come and ask for Living Room Flow.
Because don't nobody play it no more.
Who?
That's why.
Living Room Flow?
You know I only come to y'all sessions.
Oh, okay.
I don't go skate no more.
I was about to say.
I don't go skate.
I hear that. I ain't gonna lie. Living Room Flow. Skin, yeah, and skin. Tell me, them three songs finna be on probation. Y'all got a good two more times.
Take the skin off the skin. Don't
say it. Oh yeah, say it on there too.
Say it by who?
Neo.
I take the skin off the skin for real.
Yeah.
And all the Pretty Ricky songs too. I don't even want to hear that shit. I sit down as soon as I hear you. I be like,
that's the thing. I don't really play Pretty Ricky like that. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I might play Love Like Honey, but other than that,
to be honest,
I'll play Grillin' for you this time, right?
Play who?
Grillin'.
We don't. Blue Star. I'm throwing the skit. We don't. Blue Star. I'm gonna play
right after I play.
Y'all ain't in the middle no more.
Wait, which one?
In the middle.
Oh my God.
Come on. Now, okay, everybody's starting to fuck this.
Exactly.
I'm like, hey,
that shit gonna make the cascade. It's over with after that.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
After making the cascade, it's over with.
That shit raps.
Yeah, it's
they
over with.
They drilling that bitch.
Yeah.
Power drilling that
bitch. Since you brought it up, we'll make that the song of the day, In the Middle. Because I ain't gonna lie, that's one of my shits. In the Middle, I'll probably say I remember I heard the song. I actually heard the song late because In the Middle was on his first album, right?
Yep,
Just
I was
Gotta Make
kid
It.
As fuck. Yeah.
In the Middle, and it wasn't a single, right?
Nope.
Yeah, it wasn't a single. So
it was my brother's fault.
Yeah.
It was
me.
My brother older than me, so he had the CD he was playing. I was like, but he's big. Yeah, I was dashing and he'd been singing that.
This is this is a lot of shit we should have been singing. But that's another story. In the middle, let's see. What's cool with shit about?
Shout out to Shamir in the spot.
Shamira.
I'm just talking to Shamir yesterday. She was at Sparkle Smile.
I'ma keep the cascade.
She always is Sparkle Smile.
Yeah. I'ma keep the cascade folks where they at. I got you.
Wait,
he pulled up. No, he pulled up the Sparkle Smyrna, and they were like,
"Keep the cascade folks where they at."
No.
She don't want me to bring the Rileys to Smyrna.
Because they were look, like I said, no shots thrown at Zach, but they were saying apparently because Zach was DJing, a lot of the riders were gonna come to Sparkle Smyrna. That's what they were saying. I really don't know Zach like that, so I can't really make that judgment. But that's what them little birdies were saying. So let's see. In the middle was because I remember you were saying the buddy, was it Michael J. Fox? Was he a part of this song? Do you know? I mean, not Michael J. That's the fucking name. What the fuck am I talking about? What's that? Brian something. He worked with Trey Songz. Remember you showed me a long time ago, you showed me like a video, he had went live and he was talking about like all the songs he worked with.
Some Short Sally.
Was it Short Sally? Nah, I feel like it was something Fox. Yeah,
Brian Michael Cox.
Yeah, Brian Michael Cox.
Short Taylor, that was something like that.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, he produced a song.
So, do you know any other stuff about Troy Taylor?
Yeah, I just shout out to Molly. She just she put me on to the Schoolie song called Magical, I think. But that song's produced by Troy Taylor. It came out like 2 years ago.
Was that the one with was that the mixtape with him with the blue? Yeah, it was like a blue cover art. Do you remember?
Nah,
it's like his face,
it's
and it's like a blue.
Alone.
Oh, it's just a standalone song.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the new one.
Right? Background. Oh, he sings too?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. Okay. And Steph, do you know anything about Steph Nasty?
Nah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I actually found out about this song late, and I always thought when I ran through this album, I was like, damn, they really could have made this a single. I don't know why they didn't.
They really could have made it.
Yeah, like I feel like that could have went right after not just Gotta Make It, but after Gotta Go. I feel like it could have been, but yeah. But yeah, man, if you're looking for some like R&B that's gonna get you in that right zone, I would definitely recommend you listen to In the Middle of Trey Songz. That is Turn Up Song of the Day. Go ahead and check that out.
No, he's gonna let it. He said Turn Up. You not gonna play the second verse, Turn Up?
Nope. I just love how they try to tell me how to DJ.
Like, what the fuck?
No, y'all get further. Hook verse hook. Hook
how
verse
you gonna
hook.
Do that to a song that you like, though?
I mean, because it's not about me. If I was on the floor, I'd probably be with you. Why the fuck you not playing a second? But it's not about me. I'm just, you know.
Karina funny as hell, man.
Yeah, I mean,
that's definitely one of those songs.
I mean, it is. It definitely is. That's what the mood is. I didn't, look, neither here nor there. Not we didn't agree to disagree, actually. But move on to album of the day with DJ Tanaka. So what we got for the album of the day?
Jesus, what was the first CD that you ever had?
What? How do you expect me to remember that? You know,
you don't remember the first CD? Mine was Lil Bow Wow Beware a Dog.
How
I was.
The fuck am I gonna remember that?
Keezy, you only about that you're kid. You're like 2 years, like 2 or 3 years older than me.
But
what's
how am
memory?
I supposed to remember that?
Like I said, my first.
I had.
What? I mean, what was the first one you got?
I don't know. Oh, that's the thing. You know how many CDs I had?
I mean, I had a lot. We all had a lot.
I had that same CD too, but I don't know if that was the first one.
Yeah. Beware. That was my first one.
I think my...
Okay, what's the first... What's the furthest back you can remember?
Like Aaliyah. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, damn.
Aaliyah, which one?
I don't know. But I know it was.
Okay, do you remember what the cover art looked like?
No.
Okay, do you remember the songs that were on it?
Bitch said Cheetah Girls. No.
Go ahead, Tanaka. Album of the day, Cheetah Girls. Come on.
Cheetah Girls.
I ain't even listening to Cheetah Girls right now. I don't care.
You old Cheetah Girls.
What's your favorite album? What's your favorite track from Cheetah Girls?
I don't know. Don't ask
me. Oh, that's not R&B. That's not part of your R&B top. We your sisters.
No. No. Ex Karina.
That had to have been Karina. That was definitely right. Cool. That's only some Karina shit. Cheetah Girls is crazy.
Yeah.
I had Doggy Bag though. Everybody.
Yeah, I didn't have Doggy Bag. I only had Beware Dog.
I had that one too.
For some reason, I skipped over Doggy Bag because I had his third one.
Beware
Unleashed.
Dog was hard. I had Unleashed. That's the one with the They Call Me Bow. Wow, the Don the Dutch.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit was hard. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie, that was hard ass.
It's really, really nice to meet you.
Yeah, that was a hard ass album. Not gonna lie, yeah. He got down on that one.
Yeah.
Mm.
But oh well, Tanaka, we can let her pick off the wall.
I just say B2K.
Oh damn.
Pandemonium.
That's bump bump bump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I didn't used to lose today's song though.
Oh, he wasn't bum bum bum.
But that actually wasn't, that one was, it was the other B2K album, the one with the,
Why I Love You?
No, the one with the, I know that you wanna, they yeah, first.
I think that's Why I Love You.
Yeah, but I didn't fuck with Why I Love You, I fuck with They ate that shit up.
Yeah.
I still know the words when the song going on.
All right, I'm playing Huh for you tonight, all right?
Alright, I'm gonna
dance. She's gonna start crumping and shit.
She says I used to dance in my diapers to bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
Karina!
That's not like Karina shit.
Oh, God.
Karina shit in a, just a, in a comment, just right there.
Right.
But, yeah, so, what, is she gonna pick off the wall?
Yeah,
we'll let Keezy pick an album off the wall.
For what?
For the album of the day.
For the album of the day.
Ooh.
Let Tanaka talk about it.
Okay.
Just don't pick Charlie Wilson because apparently he got Charlie Wilson up there and he's never listened to it.
I like Charlie Wilson though.
Apparently he doesn't.
Why is it up there?
That's literally what I said. I was like, he was like, pick album off the wall. I was like, oh, Charlie Wilson. He was like, nah, don't do
that. Somebody gave something that way.
I fucked with the B5. I had that CD.
Oh,
I think we did B5.
Girl, you got a big old ass and
boom. Yeah, I should know that now.
Hey, no way. I thought I was the only one in the world that had that sweatsuit album. All
right. Yeah, we talked about, yeah, I think we talked about that
too. Yeah, I thought I had it. John Legend. No, fuck no. I like that album though. Disney's Child. That's the one with If and.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, which one?
T-shirt on there.
Oh, right there. That a Destiny Fulfilled?
Yeah.
Ooh, that
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the last one.
Came to see.
Yeah, Cater to You, Lose My Breath.
Yeah. I'm sleeping. Yep. Never heard that in a slow set, but okay. I ain't saying it to y'all.
And subliminals. There she
no,
go.
No, bro.
There she go.
Y'all are not the only DJs.
Well, t-shirt coming soon to a slow t-shirt set near you.
Oh, I ain't see. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All
right, now she can't. No, don't look. Turn around. Nope, turn around. Nope, turn around.
Nigga, well, I still listen to that, bitch.
I think we did.
And he was at the Lil Baby concert performing. I couldn't jump on the stage.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that.
That nigga performed Middle Child.
That's hard.
And the other song. I forgot the name of it.
So. All right, so what are we going with, Tanaka? This, I guess the choice is yours at this point.
I guess Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. Well, like you said, t-shirt coming to a slow set near you. Because of Keys.
Well, Soulja was on that tour.
Yeah. That was an album. I
Soulja.
I heard some Soulja.
Nah. You tell the story? Bro, do you remember that? Nah, okay, so there was a situation that happened at the club. And T.I. was at the club, and the host was like, "Hey, DJ, play one of T.I.'s hits." And
he played Soldier.
That's right, I forgot. That's crazy.
How the fuck you put out this on the spot like this? That's
crazy. Boy, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole podcast crazy. Upon itself.
What you use? Some Elisa? Yeah. Ooh, what you know about that Dream album?
What you know about that Dream
album? I love the Dream.
You know about that?
Niggas don't even play. They sweat it out.
Yeah.
Thank you for the birthday gift. All right.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Come on, TP3, we love it. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just looking.
Yeah, I see. She's just admiring the...
Hey, that was my favorite T.I. CD.
What? Which one?
You might have seen me in the street with nigga.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga, boy.
That's crazy. That... I ain't gonna chat.
You better seen the video, Casey.
Bro, they used to be like, daddy shit. And he used to be like, fuck, nigga, around with y'all.
You better seen the video.
But, okay, lose my breath, damn.
You didn't hear him say that?
Yeah, I definitely said that.
Yeah, I'm saying he said that. Girl, I'm on that motherfucker. Wow.
Yeah, that was.
Threw with it, love on there too? I did not know that. Whoa. Girl's my shit, though. Okay. Yeah, they had an international edition. I don't know about that.
Game over, yeah, I ain't
never heard of that.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that.
Nope, don't go in there. Can we have a good slow sit tonight? All songs by Keezy request. Nah, y'all gonna be in that bitch hunching and munching. Fuck, y'all don't wanna go off my request.
That man raised you talking about it's gonna be a long ass slow sit.
No, it's not gonna be long. I'm gonna give him a good four. It can't be the first one, you gotta be the second one, because everybody don't be.
Yeah, because y'all like to show up late.
I be trying to be that at. I'm sorry.
Y'all like to show up late.
I don't live close. Mm-hmm.
But they gotta get the drinking.
Not even that. I still don't live close.
Sure, they come with the drink.
We got to drink it in the parking lot. We got a pregame. We can't bring it in there. This is not a skate town.
Right, y'all need to be riding bikes and shit. Anyway, Destiny.
Nah, chill out.
I feel like it was a balanced project, though. You know what I'm saying? You had to like. Hype turned up joints, and then it's like, and then it smoothed out through the rest of the project.
Yeah,
you know?
It did.
And then it was like, it wasn't too long or nothing, so it didn't drag. You feel me? Like,
God damn. My bad. No, go ahead.
No, that's really the main thing. I mean, yeah. lose my bread, soldier. Came to see you.
You need to stop scrolling.
I didn't know they had all these different. I guess they knew this was gonna be their last album, so they got greatest hits. It looked like they got greatest hits because they got Independent Woman and shit on here. I don't know. My bad. Wormhole. Go ahead.
Oh God, why y'all been y'all last over to my whole life has changed
since you came. Different scent. I'm tired of it. I think I can honestly tell you, I think I probably have played that song like twice. I don't think I've ever played Differences to Genuine. Like Genuine. I ain't gonna lie. Some of these DJs be killing me when y'all play Climax by Usher. I be like,
played Papers, dog, and pissed me off.
Oh, man. Oh, y'all don't like Papers?
To Skate too, though. That's my shit, though. That boy sound really sounding Papers.
I mean, they just went.
They ain't no
slow
good.
Says interesting.
That yeah, ain't no good life. Change if they doing all that. Reggie shit.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But anyway, so why we ask all this at this time? So have you heard all Destiny's Child's projects?
Nah.
You haven't?
I haven't heard all of them.
Okay, so from the ones you have heard, where does Destiny fulfill
sit? It's the only one.
It's the only one you've heard.
One?
So let me ask you this, Keezy. Have you heard all Destiny's Child's?
Hold on, let me look at my phone real quick. Make sure.
It's the loud tip.
I think I had. Hold on, they just put that on there. This one. That's when they.
The fuck? Oh, goddamn. That's girl. Yeah.
Goddamn.
Okay, Destiny Fulfilled. Yeah, I heard all of these. I heard this one, that one. I had. I had all the CDs, 1, 2, 3, and 4, not the Christmas one.
Yeah, obviously not the Christmas one. So, Keezy, in Destiny, out of all their discography, where does Destiny Fulfill sit in the ranking of all they?
I'm gonna have to say one.
That's number one?
Yeah.
They definitely went out on the bang with a bang, for sure.
But the writers on the wall come right after.
Writing on the Wall was hard.
That's the one they got Jumping on there, Bugaboo, Beals. Yeah, they was in a bag. Yeah. The club is full of jumping, jumping. Boy, you say you got a girl.
Wait, were you in there when I played that?
You played that?
I threw my name on that bit too. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't remember if it was Bella Monday or an adult night. I remember I threw it in like Slow Walk or some shit. But DJ Talk. I ain't gonna lie, I really ain't got nothing for DJ Talk, so.
Come in and say, yeah, black card you got.
So. Well, fuck it, since we're talking about, let's talk about these fucking slow sets, since this is the topic of this.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna take over. Give me a top five R&B song.
If we're talking about slow sets.
Top five slow set R&B songs?
No.
Just R&B songs.
Top five R&B.
Wait a minute, hold on. You know, wait a minute. How you going?
That's just like asking me. I love R&B. I didn't give you a top five, but I asked y'all first because I said I'm taking over right now.
Okay. Well, then fuck it, then. I guess he's taking over. R&B. I'll probably say Usher.
I said song.
You said song?
Yeah.
That's harder.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's way harder than artist.
Come on. Give me a top five right now.
Okay, hold on. Nah, you gotta get my phone. Where my phone at?
Karina, what do you want him to play tonight? Jumping?
Some bullshit.
You want him to play Jumping?
Nah, because I played. I think I threw the acapella. I mean, I'm not playing this song.
The beat is hard, though.
Yeah.
Play the beat.
Nah, I don't care about the beat.
We'll play No Problem by Lil Scrappy.
I feel like I play that too much too.
For real, I ain't heard it. You know why? Y'all come late. Yeah, you be playing the good shit at the beginning. Yeah. Who does that?
Moral of the story.
We're not here. We're not there. Nope,
ma'am.
Play it in the middle.
Ma'am. Ha! Fuck it, I'm finna just pull up three of the songs first.
Okay, well then, since I'm making it easier for y'all, slow six songs.
Okay,
well, that's the same. That's still R&B though.
Well, no, I mean, since we on the subject of skates, that makes more. Okay. I'll probably say, well, I'm going to just say this one because this is like my favorite one. I don't care. I'm going to keep playing it. I don't care. It's not getting canceled ever. Jacquees Bounce. That shit is always getting played. That shit gets played every time.
You're the only one that play it, though.
Am I the only one play it?
Yeah, I don't be hearing it.
Say less. That's even better. Bounce Jacquees. I don't know. That's the only one I can really think of that like I really fuck with. But no, there's other ones. Relax. But let me think.
I just tried to make it easier for them.
Yeah, because you put that shit way out there. You said R&B songs. Like, we can go back to the fucking 70s to now.
You sure can. What's your favorite?
Tanaka, go ahead. We'll go back and forth.
All right. Because
relax.
He tried to get out of the answer.
Oh, my God. Here we go. This motherfucker right here, boy. I tell you. Damn.
Alright, well, damn, we said slow set. I said,
since we on DJ, since we'll merge it a little bit, since she's taking over and we're doing DJ talk, what's your favorite slow set song that was slow? I could think of one, I'm surprised you didn't say it, but nah, you don't play it at the skater rink, you play it at other places. Mm-hmm. When he ends off the night, that's the song he plays.
Alright, mm-hmm. I go with that one. I was gonna say something else, but yeah, Lenny Williams.
Girl, you know I
I love you. Yeah, I love you.
That's why I actually top TV. Five because I want to know.
TV, I play TV till the TV goes off. Boy, that's how you can tell that motherfucker old.
Right, and that's what crazy. You know, Drip Ad, he over there yelling, talking about. Bro, this man talking about TV go off. Bro, you gotta cut that motherfucker. I was like, nah, bro. That's how it was back in the day.
Yeah, that's some 80s. That's some 80s, 70s. No, that's some 70s shit. Okay, hold on. I feel like Chris Brown is in there somewhere. I gotta figure out which Chris
what
Brown.
Song,
is.
Which song, though?
Beg For It. Beg For It. Probably Beg For It.
That shit is a...
Bounce, Beg For It. I'm probably gonna go over some of y'all heads, but NDRE Brown Skin, love that song.
Karina, what song do you want to hear, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Karina, go home.
She is home.
Or go somewhere else then. I'm just fucking with you, Karina. But, yeah. Okay, so I got two, so you got to get two. Back Forward and Brown Skin.
Okay.
What you got tonight?
What's your two, Nick's two?
Let's see. Probably go with,
What was the other one you was gonna say?
That's that shit.
What he say?
He said Earth, Wind, Fire, Reasons.
Reasons. The reason.
Anthony Hamilton, Point of It All.
I can't. This is all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but why you think about that, Keezy? I want you to. What are five slow songs that'll make you hop off the floor? Think about it. We're gonna finish this.
She already named one.
Yeah, she already think about it. Right.
She already named one.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you think about it. But so I said Bounce, Beg For It, Brown Skin. Okay. Oh yeah, you said two. So let me think. I don't know. I think I gotta think of one for the ladies. So I said Niari.
These are songs y'all would play the slow song?
I mean, I play Brown Skin.
Some people are vibe to it. Brown Skin's a good song.
Yeah, I play that Soul Sunday. I don't know about the other session though.
Brown Skin, yeah, that'd go over their head. They're not ready for all that. So
I don't know. The Glide talking about that we gotta play old school now. Like every session, we had to incorporate. Even the teen session, they talking about it.
Huh? Old school what? Never mind. They talk about it.
They saying we gotta play like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Ohio Players, or like some old school.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's what Miss.
One time, Brown. Vanessa checking in.
One time my best friend and EP.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to tell Vanessa, I was like, oh, yeah. You and Keezy related. Both y'all got a fine music taste. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I be playing.
Vanessa really like 34. I don't give a fuck what nobody saying. Vanessa really old as hell.
This is really a nigga. Huh? Y'all be talking about me.
Both of y'all.
No, if you like her, she like to listen to that rap shit. She got some shit. She be playing some shit. I be like, what?
Putting folks on in Germany. Hey, you gotta put around the other country. I'm trying to think. I had one, but Usher, Do It To Me. That's another one.
Play it, cause don't nobody. I want to the rap. What?
Bro, what the fuck?
What?
Doom, 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 doom,
doom. Man,
that's gonna go over their head.
It ain't going on mine.
Y'all ain't ready for that.
So I'm doing my worst.
You're doing the opposite. Yeah, you're doing the opposite.
And then I'm still gonna tell y'all my top five.
I mean, you can.
Because remember y'all asked, I couldn't tell y'all.
Oh, but now you thought about it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I had
cool.
Some time.
Okay, cool.
I had to put y'all on the spot.
Oh, okay.
She's marinated.
All right. Well, yeah, Usher, Do It To Me. You go ahead, pick one of yours. Let me see. Let me look at some artists.
That's what it's about.
I gotta think about it, man, because there's a lot of stuff I'm forgetting right now.
Yeah. I know you got one. I know you got something from Lice Jennings. You know that's your boy.
Man,
fucking Must Be Nice.
Yeah, I got said.
Nah,
be
the
nice. I always.
Oh,
play
but you can't.
That
well,
you
know what if
I or no, fucking. Beat it like a runaway song.
Chill out, bro. Chill, bro.
What?
He said that's like one of his favorite songs.
Oh,
so. He said that's one of his favorite Lice Jennings songs.
Nah, bro. Nah, we're not playing.
I'm gonna give y'all my top five off the flow
songs. Off the flow songs, yeah.
Anything Pretty Ricky.
Just anything? Come on now. Like,
no, literally, because.
Okay, let me ask you this. So, does that include pleasure? Like, so if I play a pleasure song, is that like.
No, when I say anything Pretty Ricky, I mean like.
So, as soon as you hear that rapping, you like, it's over.
No, not rapping. It's just a song. Like, I don't want to hear y'all keep playing it. I don't want to hear fucking. What? Juicy? I don't want to hear it. Sick of it. Anything else, I don't want to hear it.
What about Stay?
Don't want to hear it.
Stay? You know what's crazy? I don't think I've ever played that
song. I like that song.
Drink a Night Off. I'll end it off with that one. I'll end with that. I'm pretty sure there's another one on there, but that's the only one I can think of right now. Such a bad took a night. Yeah, I was going to say, I can't.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you said just anything Pretty Ricky. So
that's Michelle something. Love the song. Love it, but
get played.
I don't know why they keep playing it.
Yeah, they love that song.
It's the Weeknd song that I just wanna take you there. It's so slow. Oh, it's song's so slow.
That would have been an honorable mention.
No, I love that song, but it's so like skating to it. It's so slow. It just be like. It's like it's not no beat for it. Like it's slow as hell. Like you be like, bro, come on, what are we doing? Tell me.
Usher, yeah.
That's a whole slow set. Nobody ever cuts it. They play the whole song.
Who?
I've never heard anybody cut it. Ooh. You cut? I've never heard nobody cut that song on.
Nah, y'all definitely bugging on that. You at the most for me, you definitely getting two verses, maybe. I missed it. Okay, let's see. Karina says, "Yeah, y'all need to stop playing anything, anything but a number." Boy, I can tell you, young. What the fuck? Anything but a number. Because now these folks really be forgetting that.
She throwing shots. Just.
Moving on. I'm not even gonna touch on that subject.
What's that damn song?
Okay, so you said anything Pretty Ricky.
Meeting in my bedroom.
Really? Oh, is that too slow?
It's not. I just sometimes they overplay it.
I feel like I ain't played that song.
Oh God.
Either. I don't know.
Keezy ride to hear that loose control.
You hit me because I was just gonna say that that motherfucker
is dude. Oh my god.
Yeah, skin. See, we already said this.
Yeah, skin is. Yeah, no,
that's,
skin is.
Take the skin off the skin.
Yeah, skin is. Yeah, skin is starting to.
Karina, stop it. Please, stop it.
I mean, she's not wrong.
She's not lying,
I'm gonna let her talk about.
Yeah,
that.
I'm not touching that subject.
I'm not touching that one. I do like, Yeah, I Said It.
Yes.
Yeah, I Said It. I like Yeah, I Said It. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I Said It is cool. Let's see. Hey, what the fuck is Nessa? What the hell is it?
Nessa. Gone with that Germany shit. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, what the ends of.
She meant to say Rena.
Oh, okay. I was, boy, she completely
blew. Too much one. Dip on your chip is crazy.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the moment is yours. Top five. Who you got?
Surrender. Cut close. Don't be afraid.
Cut close. I respect. Don't
be afraid. No. I'm surprised it's not just what you say though. For friends.
That shit been folding like yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, Tank close. Slowly.
That's what.
No, that's by his shit.
About Alex.
I think he by himself. That's like it's one of his not first songs. He might be on there, but that's one of his first songs. Hit the piano and jump like. He be singing. Sorry. It's this Bryson Tiller song. What's the name of it? Hold on. Why is Grillam still on here?
Cause you obviously want me to play.
Nah,
cool.
Play it tonight. I'm telling you. Let me hit it. I'm like, hey, I gotta go. Sorry, y'all. I gotta get the hell out of here. Oh, Bryson Tiller, you got it.
What is that off of? Do you know?
That first, I think it's
one time Ron check in.
Ron, what's that? I'm gonna give Living Room Floor an honorable mention. I ain't even named five, but that's honorable mention. Because it's just so seductive. But Usher, Making Love Into the Night.
What is that off of?
Damn. The CD is.
It's off the Rant.
It's the Raymond. Yeah, it's on that album.
That's Raymond. Okay.
Definitely. That was five, that was three.
I don't know. I stopped counting. I'm not gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna go T-Pain, blow your mind.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't say Studio Love.
I hate that. That's another song that made me get off the floor. Because there's so many songs. There's so many songs.
Yeah, I fucking love that fucking Studio Love.
I don't remember me, she sweated out by the dream.
Nah, I'm a judge. I mean,
I ain't gonna lie.
I just don't think.
There's certain songs that are just so slow that it's like kind of hard to get to. Like, Sweat It Out is hella slow.
It ain't slow, it ain't. I just wanna take you.
It is, surprisingly. It is.
It's because he's singing so. He's singing.
Hey, man.
That's a depressing ass song. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, look.
Yeah, blow your mind, go crazy. Tell you.
Yeah.
It's dark in here. Start this shit off. Top five favorite hip hop artists.
Hip hop artists.
Top five hip hop artists.
Top five hip hop artists. Oh, you're asking us.
Yeah, I can remember you asking me.
We ain't saying nothing about hip hop, but
I know. Maybe you did ask me in a DM, but I'm gonna let you know my answer. You can try to go here.
Well, that was actually so I can give you some artists that you know in the
And you
bag.
Gave me fucking Blueface.
Oh no, Jeezy's in there. You just didn't pick it. That's
you
on
gave you. Me Blueface.
You gave
Travis Blueface. Scott.
You gave you
and
Blueface.
That nigga that beat. I walk in with my Tuli out. No.
You let the motherfucking purse in the mall.
Oh my.
You should have given me some more options. let me see. Are we just saying of all time? Or are we talking about right now?
Karina, shit up. Just your top five?
Just
all time?
I'll say, I don't know. This ain't no order because I can't.
It's no order. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't say order. Fuck what everybody else talking about. Drake's hip hop to me. Drake.
Yeah.
I say, Drake, Kendrick, Cole.
That's a solid three.
I don't know. It gets a little weird. I'll probably say. Pac. And I'm trying to think. I'll probably say T.R. I want to say T.R. Fuck it. I'm just staying T.I. because that's gonna piss me off if I think of. Wait, no, that's rap. Never. Lil Wayne is. I don't know. Lil Wayne just needs to stop. I ain't gonna lie. Lil Wayne just needs to stop making music because all this new stuff I'm hearing is not like the Wayne that I liked when, like, from like 2005 to 2006, and it's like kind of watering, muddying his career. But that's just my opinion. So, Tanaka, what you got?
Pot, T.I., Kendrick Lamar. That's three.
Let's make love in the. Keezy, I told you I got you.
Stop playing. That was only three.
I put side, man.
Side of Prince, of course. I don't know.
Gonna say that. Y'all know.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know.
I got that nigga on my playlist.
Oh, shit.
What you know about? But she don't know nothing about no damn hip hop. Yeah. Saha.
The songs I got on my, they sound kind of like R&B-ish. I like Saha the
Prince. I can't wait to see this. Let me see this. Who?
What, my playlist?
Yeah, the Saha song that you got on your playlist.
How do you spell his name?
I think it's like C-Y-H-I. And it depends. Oh, no. Sometimes it's the and sometimes it's duh. So.
C-Y-H-I.
I'm
trying to think.
C-Y-H-I.
What the? Don't talk to me. Because I got some. I don't think the spelling's right, though. The Prince?
All the haters. That's all right.
Who would the last one be? Yeah, I put Yay in there.
Danger.
I like Yay.
Yay.
Okay. That's solid.
Okay, somebody Reggie gave us his top five. Big J. Cole, Kendrick, Snoop.
Reggie, what you know about Biggie?
He said Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting for real.
That's a very interesting
top five. Yeah, interesting.
This is a solid top five. I was just watching Straight Outta Compton the other night.
You said you was watching it?
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah. That's my shit. That's pretty solid.
Cruising. All right.
I'm cruising. 0-0-0.
Hero. We're gonna watch that. I'm gonna throw that in there. Top five. Drake said, and I mean, Future. T.I.
So.
J. Cole. I like Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm.
What was the fifth person I told you? I don't know.
Oh, you said Sahara Prince.
No, I didn't. I said Jeezy.
Jeezy.
Wait, that was crazy. Then an honorable mention was Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but like I said, Lil Wayne just needs, I ain't gonna lie, Lil Wayne just needs to stop coming out with music because he's fucking up his,
y'all funny on his podcast. I mean, y'all funny on his live. Also, Snoop, name me five songs right now. Y'all are
Snoop?
Funny. No, because Reggie said Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
And then...
Oh, you got... I'll give you about 20, but...
Okay, go ahead. He doesn't leave me alone.
Y'all mean. Look at that bull.
Oh, God. Y'all some bullies.
What time for time checking in? But... Boy,
it's them still talking about Snoop Dogg.
Bro, leave Snoop Dogg alone.
Leave
Reggie and Snoop Dogg alone, goddammit. Leave him alone. Hey. Ain't fucking with nobody.
Before we play that with Beat
Hey, alright, y'all playing. Beat him Blue Stars.
Not in that bitch. I'm gonna make sure I walk. I'm walking in at 11. Shit gonna be over.
I'm gonna have everybody on standby. Watch Keezy. Make sure she at the door. We don't play weed.
I'm walking in at 11.
Oh my it's god! I'm dead. Well, while we talking about schedules, we gonna get to our schedule. We gonna end this before we go way off the rails. So if you want to know my schedule is on my Instagram page. You can go ahead and find that. Tanaka, what you got going on for the foreseeable future?
We got Metro Diner Friday and Saturday. The Glide on Saturday afternoon session. Sunday Sparkles with Nick.
They got sessions on Sunday?
Yeah, adult session.
That shit just too fast.
I just gave up on this fucking sign. Exactly.
Yeah, nice and slow and G fell.
Folding. It was good money the whole time.
Right.
The 23rd, what was that, Tuesday at Cascade.
Tuesday at the K?
Tuesday at the K.
What day?
23rd.
I'll be there.
what else we got? Sparkles, Gwinnett. What was that, Gwinnett on the 27th, I think, it's Saturday. And then Sofa Sunday on the 28th of AM.
All right, so Tanaka, I'm gonna let this be up to you. You had enough time to think about it. Am I dropping the bomb or not?
Yeah. So special announcement. You know what I'm saying? Straight from TNT, Tanaka and Turnip. Nice and Slow 3.
Mark your dates. May 18th.
Always right after my birthday.
That's more reason for you to be there. So, once you walk in, we're going to weed the fuck.
Hey, crazy.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Okay. Oh, so, by the way, I'm glad you pointed me. We're gonna answer you first. I mean, we're going to answer you second. But you said, Karina said something about, Karina, We're not doing bailout Super Bailout Monday because they have school the day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they have school tomorrow. It don't matter about today. It's about, yeah. Tomorrow they got.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. They got
yesterday.
School. Yeah, they got school tomorrow. But what did. What did she ask?
We have OACL versus LaVisio.
Did you know we had it? Beat?
You know what's crazy?
That'd be a session.
Talk to. You know, I'm not even going to hear that. We're going to talk. Stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say about that. Stay tuned on that.
That'd be a crazy session.
Stay tuned on that. But, oof, boy. Talk about it.
This is crazy.
Talk about an episode, boy. TNT Podcast.
Well, hold up.
Do we got?
Cheese, yeah. You got to listen. You be knowing the food spots, man. Is there any food spots that we need to know about? What? You know.
Why are you trying to put me on the spot like that?
Because
shit, you put us on the spot, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I put me on the spot by food, like.
She got the.
My bath already been.
Because Keezy, you supposed to have the food jump.
Yeah, y'all supposed to have
drip
this.
Drip versus you versus.
What?
Nobody
for real.
Nobody said that.
Who said that?
That's how rumors get started. Nobody said that.
Jerry, what?
It is. I think it is a bodega out here in College Park. I seen it on TikTok, but I don't know. They said it's good, but I never been myself.
Oh wait, hold on. Let's talk. No, let's talk about this because I want to see if Nessa's still here. Nessa, y'all told us that the first night is slow. Oh, beautiful, she's here. You and Keezy was supposed to have this YouTube page. What happened to this YouTube page y'all was supposed to come out with?
It was supposed to be us, like, Miley, all of us. We started that mic'd up shit. Now everybody else doing it. On God, we started that shit last year in May, right? Before my birthday, we started that mic'd up shit. But we ain't go through with it.
Like, she came to the booth. Oh, yeah, we doing YouTube. Ah! And I'm waiting for the drop.
Yeah,
the drop.
Videos and shit.
Yeah.
We started that mic'd up
shit. Keezy got video press. Food. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, they gonna have more of this? You know what I mean?
That was Chef Kodak, which is hungry as fuck now. But that was when it was Chef Kodak. Thumbs Up, Gut Busters.
That Gut Buster crazy, but I ain't care.
No cap, I can't put y'all in my hidden gym in Austria. I can't do that.
Why not?
It's this wing place called Beijing. It's a old Wendy's. Best wings in the spot. Best. And then, you know, WNB. Wings and burgers, they good. What else? I like Frida's. I like Mexican food. Frida's in Fayetteville. It's good.
Check that out.
You can go to La Perilla, too. They pretty much everywhere. Other than that, I like to cook.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something else. Okay.
Other than that, I like to cook.
Oh, other than that, you like to cook. What's your favorite stuff you like to cook?
Anything.
Hold up.
I like cooking salmon, though.
Since that's in the spot, we got to shout out the clothing line, right?
Yeah.
Vice City on the way. Is that what it's called?
Vice.
Okay, is that the name of it?
Yes. I don't know the proper name. Vice, nigga.
Keezy, you just want my back to stay big, says El Reno.
They didn't want my back to stay big. They just put me on the spot. And you be sending me all these food places talking about I want your back to stay big.
But yeah, shout out to Vice, man. Looking forward to the drop.
I'm telling you, she playing.
We ready for it.
She playing. We ready for the drop.
So.
Vanessa.
Yes. Please let it drop. We don't need no empty promises.
Right. We already empty promised the YouTube.
Right. Come on. Run it.
It's 2024, man.
My God.
Right. Oh, what's the word for 2024? Accountability. Y'all went there for that inside joke. But shout out to y'all for checking in. TNT Podcast. TJ Tanaka. Keezy, appreciate you for coming. We had a lot of fun. It was off the rails. Crazy. Oh, we had a good time. But shout out to y'all. Anything else y'all want to say before we, any shout out you want to give?
Sorry, people ready to cop in the comments. Stop playing and drop the damn shit.
There you go.
You did spray like that, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to, I'm shy some clothing lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shot the back ends.
Shot the back ends.
Shot Dirty South Apparel.
I was in the cotton line slipping.
Shout out to Sons of Sorrow.
You already know.
You know.
Got it on.
Shout out to Players. Y'all don't know about that, but shout out to Players, please. Shout out to the Big P, okay? Don't be a cunt. Shout out to Players. Shout out to Basement Boy. Shout out to Cash Flow.
Cash Flow. And EA Business.
Oh, yeah, and EA Business for sure. And Gang of 90, too.
I need to see about the EA Business.
Yeah. They got different colors and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, Reggie. Shout out
to Reggie. Yeah, you there. Oh, God. He was in there the whole time, right. Interacting. I like that.
Right. Shout out to Reggie.
Karina was in here interacting, too. Was in here.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all for coming and staying.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
How you know you're going to see her tonight? Nigga, see her. Right. You see her, don't even speak.
Right. Yeah, huh? Reggie be low-key. And Reggie be like the first one in there.
So that means he gonna hit it with
I won't be in there.
I'm gonna make sure
I catch Keezy mid. Weed him.
Oh yeah, shout out to Rena's Touch.
Rena.
Please, you know, shout out to Rena's Touch. She do hair.
Oh yeah.
Let her bless you, please. She do dude's hair. She fired the dreads too though. She's hard.
Nah, Reggie done got better with the riding. I done seen his growth.
Yeah, as a for rider. Sure.
Oh, no, definitely.
I'm one of the people that talk about people, so. You got better. Definitely got better. I'm one of those people. I mean, I feel like I earned my stripes, though.
Yeah.
Earns your stripes. She made the stripes on my
shirt. No.
The stripe.
No.
She's the one.
Right. She's the one.
Someone the stripes.
Damn, Nessa.
I be chilling.
Reggie, go get a retouch. It's crazy. You need one?
I be chilling. That's going to be the name of the episode. I be chilling.
Oh, she doesn't care if you need one. Oh, yeah. Well, go to Rena. Yeah. She going to get you right, my mother.
I'm dead. All right, y'all. Before we make this a fucking 4-hour podcast, we're going to fuck with y'all.